Yeah, it's been, of course it's Krishna's mercy. I keep thinking of this example that Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Pitahamasya Jagato, I am the father of this world, Mata, the mother, Tata, the creator, Pitamaha. So you're a father. So a good father or mother loves their child and would never harm the child, isn't it? We may discipline or whatever, but a loving parent will only act for the good of the child, never to harm the child. And so Krishna is the supreme parent. And I remember, you know, when I was young, I mean, all of us, when you're young, you know, and you have your parents, your child, and so sometimes you get angry or frustrated, why are my parents doing this or that, or why can't I do this or that? And yet in your heart, you know that they love you and that they're really doing what's best. And so, yeah, Krishna, it is a blessing, not a disguise. It's, because ultimately, the goal of life is to become Krishna conscious, go back to Godhead's, or not after salvation, but just to become Krishna conscious. So, I feel like Krishna sort of like cut off my material life. I mean, not that I had so much material life, but just, yeah, I feel like it's just, I've lost, like my only real interest now is just to find Krishna within the heart. We were just discussing that, the heart is like this little budget kutir. You know, because within the heart, of course, Krishna is there and the soul is there. And that example, like two birds in a tree, if we just turn to Krishna, Krishna's just waiting, we just turn to Krishna, he's our real friend. And so, and then in chapter 12 of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, as he put, just the first couple of words. Oh, my eva, mana adatswa. Fix your mind in me alone. My eva, mana adatswa. Mayi buddhin niveshaya. In me, invest your intelligence. And then, nivasishasi mayeva. You will dwell, you will live in me alone. So, we can actually live within Krishna. Like nivasishasi is just the second person singular, future tense. Of the verb, like nivasa, means like a residence, you know, like a bridge vasi. Vasi, the Sanskrit word vasa, means residence, or nivasa. And this is the verb, nivasishasi, you will live, you will dwell in me alone. Afterwards, one, the sunshine, forever after, without doubt. So, yeah, this has been a Jeev Jago call, you know, wake up call.
You were saying about the father. It's interesting because a couple of days ago I sat down with my son and I told him, I think sometimes it's a little too much, I told him. I said, I don't know, I've been living with you for 15 years, and that's his age, 15 years. And I think you only grow out of love. So I thought it was nice if you could recognize that. You recognize the same thing with Krishna, just being out of love.
Yeah. And it must be for the best. We just have to trust Krishna. We have to have that faith, just to go with the program. Just let Krishna... Because, I mean, how many times, every sincere servant of Prabhupada sometimes prays like, Krishna, just, you know, please guide me, please take charge of my life. And, you know, devotees pray like that. And then the scary thing is he actually does it. But, so I mean, Krishna has a plan. Krishna has a perfect plan for every one of us. And he tests us. I mean, something may happen which is shocking, which is even traumatic, or which is, you know, the last thing in the world we wanted. And yet, it's a test of our faith. We have to just trust Krishna, and just say, okay, I'll just follow your plan, let's see what happens. And not just let's see what happens, but I know everything will happen for the best. And it already is, actually, in my own life. I mean, this is like... It's,
We need to take some pictures of you.
What's left of me? Yes. Okay, so, Guru?
So it's proof that the soul is, it never changes. It's the body.
And we have to remember that actually it's not, the body doesn't belong to us. It's not our body. Not only are we, it's like a hum mama. It's not only that I'm not the body, but the body's not mine. There's sort of like two subtle kinds of Maya, that I am the body, or the body is mine. And we have to just let go. It actually belongs to Krishna. It's not my body. It belongs to Krishna. I am the soul inside the body. The example is given so often in the Vedas that sharira ratame vicha, that the body is like a vehicle, like a chariot, you know, the horses, the senses, and so on. So, just like you have a car, so if you get a little scratch on your car, or something falls off your car, it's just like, maybe a little inconvenient, but it's not an emotional thing, it's just a little, it's just an inconvenience. So we can't go on our whole life getting it wrong. I mean, we have, at some point in our life, we really have to come to that platform of seeing Krishna everywhere, and of seeing ourselves as spirit souls within the heart of the body, and seeing the body as a machine. I mean, at some point, we have to actually see that. So I better start now.
I heard we have been reading the Mahabharata before they... I missed it, most of it.
Yeah, reading Mahabharata is hard because I take this pain medicine, so usually when I sit down, I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
But, and it's my service, of course, because now we're going to be reading the Gita, but... Yeah, we're reading Mahabharata, we have it here in Sanskrit English. And it's my service preparing for that work. Krishna says, Mayiva mana adhatsva, fix your mind in me alone. And it says that the greatest injunction is to always remember Krishna. Yeah, we have to. So Krishna has very creative, sometimes surprising strategies. But it is Krishna. We have to trust him.
You know, sometimes it seems like the most dastardly things happen, like completely unthought of, and then something happens like that. And I try to see Krishna. I actually just try whatever Krishna gives. And it usually works out right, but at the present moment, the present time, it doesn't seem entirely possible to ever work out. But, so that's the kind of surrender to Krishna. And then everything gradually works out, or is revealed. But at the present time, not so easy.
Well, yeah, Krishna's exercising us. And as we know, time goes quickly, and we have to leave this body entirely. It's just a machine. Krishna gave us this wonderful machine so that we could practice Krishna consciousness.